This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. An offhand New York Times reference to a word count caught our attention a few days ago. The word count is this: 986,120. And what that designates is the total number of words in the English language. Wow, we thought, getting very close to the 1 million milestone. So we called list compiler Paul J.J. Payak, who runs something called the Global Language Monitor, which is based in San Diego, California. Paul Payak, welcome to Day to Day.
Great to be here.
What English language are you measuring when you get up to a word count of 986,120?
Well, we're measuring what we call global English, not just American English, not just British English, but English as it's spoken around the world. The newest phenomenon in that way is called Chinglish, which is a combination of Chinese and English. It's a new phenomenon over there.
If I heard Chinglish, would I understand it?
You'd understand what was said. You wouldn't really comprehend it, though.
Okay. So English is kind of a worldwide language now, spoken by many, many people, and that contributes to the word count. 986,000 and some odd. Are we really getting close to a million? How quickly do you add new words?
It seems like we're adding a minimum of 10,000 a year.
10,000 a year. So we are getting kind of close then.
We are getting very close, and it could happen in the next few months is how we're looking at it. And this is excluding, like, scientific words. Now, not just scientific jargon, because we count those as words, but we don't include, like, if there's a million new species of mold and they all have names, we don't include those as spoken English.
And how do you keep track of all this?
Well, what we do is we have an algorithm, which is basically a mathematical formula that we feed different functions and numbers into, et cetera. We go out and survey everything we can on the internet. And English happens to be the lingua franca of the age. And so we see how many times English comes up. We have a network that we affectionately call the language police, who are our language observers around the world. What they do is they constantly update us on what's interesting in language and what spheres, wherever English is spoken right now.
People must dispute this. People must say your count is wrong and you're way too many and that sort of thing.
What's really interesting, in Western science, you can actually estimate the number of atomic particles in the entire universe, and that's estimated at 10 to the 78th. But when you talk about the number of English words, there are fierce academic fights, and it usually boils down to that you cannot even count what a word is. What is a word? And it becomes like this postmodern deconstructionist fight over the nature of language, the nature of words, etc. It's usually settled by, well, there's no way to count the words, so we're not going to do it. We can't even estimate it.
Are you subtracting words, too? I mean, if words go completely out of circulation, so one would never hear them in conversation. Eek, for instance. Eek is an old English word that means also.
Once a word is in print or used in something that's recorded, once it's part of the record, they always stay in a dictionary.
986,120 words. How is there any other language that has that many words?
No, it's like English is interesting insofar as it incorporates every word that it can. English happens to incorporate everything. And if you just think about things, I mean, it's like, where did ketchup come from? You ever notice that when you look at the word ketchup, it's spelled like five different ways?
Right.
I mean, why? Well, because it's Malay. It's Malaysian, meaning fish sauce.
Ketchup okay? means fish sauce.
It doesn't have a Latin root that you would normally expect when you're speaking a lot of English words. But English is principally Germanic languages. It's Greek. It's Latin. Okay, and then it's every culture that came into North America and that the Brits touched. And it just incorporated all these different words.
A million words in the English language. I was just thinking, maybe that calls for a celebration. How would you celebrate? Well, we hit it. A million words in the English language.
Well, we'd invent some new words, I guess.
Paul Payak. Paul Payak runs the Global Language Monitor. It's based in San Diego, California. Paul, happy words to you.
Good talking to you, Alex.